Good morning and welcome to day 32 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and we are continuing to reflect upon our daily reflections, God's story, our story. And in our reflection today, as we continue to make our way to the cross, during these events that take place during Holy Week, although we haven't yet entered into Holy Week, in our observance, today we focus upon Judas. And yesterday we talked about the power of love and the implications of love and how God demonstrated God's love for us. And today we see how greed can motivate a person. For Judas went and he sought out the chief priests in order to figure out how he might betray Jesus, how he might utilize this relationship that he had with Jesus for his own self-interest, what he might do to betray him, how he might turn him over to the authorities. They were looking for him. They wanted to arrest him. They wanted to stop him from doing the things that he was doing, from teaching the things that he was teaching. And I think one of the things that strikes me, I mean, there's so many things to unpack, right? But one of the things that strikes me about Judas is how much I'm like Judas, how much each of us are like Judas. I think some of us like to identify with others of the disciples and of course those who are gathered at the cross and those who are with Jesus post-resurrection, but Judas makes a mistake, a heinous mistake, and God knew that he was going to make that mistake. And in a way that I don't think our human minds would ever fully be able to understand, Jesus invited Judas to the table on that Passover night. He broke bread with him. The meal that we remember here at the altar around these rails, this communion rails, that Jesus invited Judas to be a part of that meal, washed his feet. Identified that one of those gathered would soon betray him, but he didn't betray Judas by telling everybody else who it was going to be, just that he knew what was going to happen. Can you imagine breaking bread with somebody you knew was about to turn you over to the authorities, somebody who was going to betray you? It's unthinkable to me. And yet Jesus did that. Jesus broke bread with and for Judas as well. A sinner in need of God's redemptive love, like you and like me. When we come to this table, we each come equally sinful. Our sins are different, but equally in need of God's mercy and God's forgiveness. And so we come and we receive this gift of forgiveness, this gift of grace offered to each and every one of us through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We come, all of us sinners, some who have done things that the world would say are more heinous than others, some who have even denounced the presence of God. And we confess those sins and we receive the gift that we don't deserve. For God so loved the world, as I pointed out yesterday. That, my friends, is what love looks like. And fortunately, it's about what God has done for us, not what we have done or could ever do for God. Thanks be to God. I'll see you tomorrow for day 33 of this Lenten sermon series as we continue to make our way to Holy Week. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I'll see you tomorrow.